this time we open the floor to public comment. If there's anybody here who's not on the agenda that would like to make public comment this time, we'll hear. Yes, sir. State your name.
Scott McDonald. I represent Spots Fish Company in Virginia Beach. We are a commercial fish packing gillnet operation. Each year, Virginia gillnet boats travel up and down the coast, and we follow the fish where they are. This past spring, our boats had problems fishing grounds they normally fish and tying in marinas they normally tie in because of Maryland gillnet boats coming down here and fishing our grounds. And there's rumor of more boats coming this winter, and I was wondering if there's a way we can look into putting a stop to that and preserving our fishing grounds for Virginia watermen.
Madden?
I want to comment on that, and I think it's an even bigger issue than just that. With current crab restrictions and stuff, I guess we're inheriting more out-of-state boats, and it won't be quite as bad if the Virginia fishermen got the same treatment in those states, but it doesn't happen. Maryland watermen own a significant part of Virginia's straight bass quota, ITQ. Virginia residents are not allowed to own any of Maryland's ITQ. And, I think it's something that we need to refer to FinFish and look over, because I think that's also a big part of it. If the states are treating each other equal, you really can't complain as much. When in a case like this, we were forced by the court system to allow Maryland boats in Virginia, but it hasn't turned around the other way. And Mr. Schick informed me that he tried to get Maryland straight bass tag, and he could not do it because he did not have a Maryland address. And someone in Chincoteague was the same way, and they actually had Maryland fishing license for at least 8 or 9 years, and they could not get Maryland straight bass tag. So I think it's an issue that really needs to be explored more than just the context of them taking our space and moving in.
You have a recommendation?
I have a recommendation that we move this forward to FinFish meeting in September and start a discussion on it, because it's something that's very important, and we may have to do some restrictions on gillnets, not just out of state, but it would be in state individuals also.
Good.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Is there any other comment from anyone who's not on the agenda? Yes, sir.
I don't know if it's appropriate time.
Would you state your name, sir?
Ernestel George.
Okay.
I'm a panel fisherman, and everybody's familiar with Windmill Point when I had the problem. And I moved the net across the river, but I didn't have any luck with it. So I want to relocate it, but I don't want to lose the stand for. I'm not going to have the net ready until next year. And I want to be able to hold the stand for another year.
Is there somebody on staff that can help me here?
Oh, here he is.
Did you fish your current site this year?
No, sir.
So
I want to relocate it so I have time to get it so I can have it for next year.
Okay. So you did not set your net this year, so you would lose priority right to the site that it's in now.
Now.
But you want to relocate the net to another site starting next year.
Yes, sir.
Did you buy the license this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Under current rule, there are limits on pound nets, and if you don't set them, you lose the site. Someone else can make use of it. Now, the last couple of years, the commission has amended the regulation to not require that fishermen set the nets in order to keep them the following year. That goes way back to when we had the hurricane, and there was a lot of economic impact, and fishermen couldn't afford to set the nets, and you allowed them to do that. But without that same kind of emergency situation or same kind of amendment to the regulation, you'd be in a position of losing the net. Because you didn't set it.
I have another one, but I got it turned in. But by the time you can't use it till March. By that time, I get straight, and if anybody was object to where I was going to put it, with that next year would be over with. That's why I needed this one to do start now.
I don't see any way to help them unless you you decide to amend the regulation for everyone, as you did the previous 2 years. And we may yet get another. We may yet get a request like that from industry again. We've had some phone calls, but I've not seen anything in writing from industry asking for that exemption yet again. I would suggest that you contact others in the industry and see what kind of condition they're in and whether or not, you know, that amendment or that's that request would
I mean I could transfer the license now. But if somebody complained to where I was gonna put it, there'd be no way I could get it out by the end of the year. And I'm going to spend probably $20,000 for the net. And I'd really like to know if I could have it for next year.
The only way you can have it for next year is if you set it this year.
That would be the only way.
Unless this amendment that I mentioned is...
We'd need to move forward. We'd need to have a...
So what you're saying, if I may... So what you're saying is we would need to have a, you know, an industry-wide situation like we've had in the past to make an exemption.
That has happened the last, I think, the last 2 years.
Did it just pass year, too? It's been
3 years.
Which is, been about 3 years.
Yeah.
Jack, those exemptions were specific, though, to hurricane impacts and northeasters. I mean...
And the economic plight of the industry, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll take it under advisement. Any other public comments at this time?
Yes, sir.
State your name, sir.
My name is Ken Smith. I'm with the Virginia Water. Thank you all for this time to come up here. Tell you, usually when I speak, I probably got a little idea what I'm going to say, and every time I get up here, I pretty much forget it, get nervous speaking. But as many of you gentlemen might know, that in the past month, Virginia Watermen have started to unite. We had had several organizations in the state come together under one umbrella. And we're hoping this will give us an opportunity to work with the commission or that maybe in the times to come we won't get up here and fight amongst ourselves, but we can work with the commission. And we thank you, Commissioner Bowman. It looks like already we've started in that, along that path. As everybody knows, this year has been a rough year on the Watermen. The Regulatory Review Committee asked the scientists, the interstate scientists, when they came up with their report, why the 22 previous management measures hadn't taken effect. And the scientists came back and they said that it was something that was difficult to determine why none of them had happened. And they went ahead and they took measures to limit effort and control. I personally feel that when you go to a fact of limiting effort, you're taking a negative approach to things. The scientists also came back and they named certain things as being making it difficult to decide what had caused this, and they named marginal water quality as one of those things. Nothing in the plan addresses fixing those problems. And I'm hoping that the commission will start to take water quality as an issue in their fisheries management. As many of you might know, the Farm Bill came out this year and it was $180 million allotted to the farmers to help non-source pollution coming into the bay. President, and this is over a five-year period, President Bush is talking about cutting that money. And I feel as though that's a pretty cheap way for, it's not going to cost the state anything, but that's a good way that maybe we can improve the water quality in the bay if this farm bill goes through. And what I'm asking the commission today, and I'm hoping they will take it under consideration and maybe even talk about it today and approve it today, would be that the commission and even all of the commissioners sitting here would write the entire Virginia delegation, both in Congress and in the Senate, and tell them of the importance of this bill and what it would mean to the bay and what it would mean to this fishery. Like I say, I hope you gentlemen will do that. And again, I thank you for giving me this time, and I hope that we can work together.
Thank you very much, Ken. Again, sincerest congratulations on your election. Look forward to working with you. Anyone else?